Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. This programme takes the form of a brief Harvest Thanksgiving service. So let's start with an introit from the Saltcoats North Parish Church Choir, who are singing Bringing in the Sheaves. God promises that as long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest will not fail. So come ye thankful people, come. This is the Quincy Choral Society.
Thank you.
Count your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Let us pray.
Almighty and everlasting Heavenly Father, Lord of the harvest, we praise and thank you for this year's harvest. We rejoice to see the combine harvesters gobbling up the fields of grain. We celebrate the bulging fishing nets being hauled on board the trawlers. We are thrilled to see vast fields of bulbs in Holland, or tea plantations in India, sugarcane fields in Jamaica, and cocoa beans in the Congo, pineapple fields in the Philippines, harvests all round the world. We thank you for the oil and gas which we enjoy, harvested from the North Sea. We thank you for all kinds of harvests, music composed, creative writing, performances achieved, arts and crafts made skillfully, houses which have been built, objects manufactured in factories, children who have been educated in schools, people who have been nursed in hospitals, the elderly who have been cared for, young and old who have been nurtured in the faith. We thank you that we can be co-creators with you. You and we work together as a team. We plough the fields and scatter the good seed on the land, but is fed and watered by your almighty hand. You give the X factor of growth. We put broken legs in plaster, but it's you who gives the healing. We provide the loaves and the fish, but it's you who does the miracles. We thank you for the harvests of our human and divine cooperation. Merciful and gracious God, we apologize for often taking things for granted. And forgive us for wasting our blessings at times. And when we think of ourselves as being your harvest, the fruit of your labors, we say sorry that we are not as ripe as we could be. We thank you for your patience with us. You are more patient than any farmer watching his crop ripen. So, Lord of the harvest, help us to celebrate today in a true spirit of gratitude. Help us to carry our thankfulness into practical service this week and beyond. May the whole world share the bountiful harvest so that no one will go hungry or needy. And may we share your blessings with the people around us.
Now let's join the children in the church browsing around the harvest display.
Look, there's the chicken. Squeeze his tummy. Oh, got a big one. Tummy, squeeze. Do a big squeeze. We've got the chicken. That's it. That's my favourite one as well. We've got the chicken and we've got the eggs. I don't know which one was put there first. But there's brown eggs and white eggs. Do you think they're real?
No.
Will I drop one and see? Say yes. Well, if I drop it and it's a real one, it'll make a terrible mess. Oh, I better not drop it. Oh dear. No, they're not real. You're okay. Right. So someone's put a church in the middle of our harvest display. That wasn't me. Wasn't there last time. That's one of the surprises. So why did they put a church on the table, do you think? Uh-huh, it's to do with harvest. But what's the harvest? Well, we have a food bank that we're collecting food for, that is true. But no, I think what it's thinking is, see, if I was standing there at the first hymn, watching all you folks singing the hymn, it was like a farmer looking at all the wheat growing in the field, and when the wind blows and the wheat blows a wee bit, when you were rocking on your heels and you were singing, it was like looking at a field of grain. But it wasn't. It was a field of people. And we are the harvest. You're brought up through the Sunday school and the youth group, and one day to be sitting with the older ones, and we are nurtured and we grow in faith. So we're kind of the harvest of family folk, of friends, of Sunday school teachers, ministers, all the folk that have helped to lead us through faith. So just a few weeks ago, when Gordon was joining the church, his mum and dad had brought him as a baby to be baptized, and he'd grown up in Sunday school, and then he came back as a man to say he believed. That's how it ripens till you're just ready to be a member yourself. Thankful for our food. We're thankful for all the different kinds of harvests. We're thankful to all the different people who help to get all the stuff that we enjoy. Whether it's a fisherman out at sea, a farmer in a field, a builder in a building site, or whoever. But behind all of them, we're thanking God. Because it's God who gives the sun, the rain, the growth. It's God who puts the fish in the sea. It's God who gives the builder the skill to build, and all the people with all the skills. So always behind it all is God providing. So in that spirit, let's thank God today. Let's sing 620, because as you can see, the first line says, we plough the fields and we scatter the seed, but it's God who gives us the crops, makes them grow. Now let's turn to the Word of God, reading first from Deuteronomy chapter 16 and at verse 9. Deuteronomy chapter 16, reading from verse 9. This is the origin of the Harvest Thanksgiving service. Count off 7 weeks from the time you begin to put the sickle to the standing corn. Then celebrate the Feast of Weeks to the Lord your God by giving a freewill offering in proportion to the blessings the Lord your God has given you. and rejoice before the Lord your God at the place he will choose as a dwelling for his name. You, your sons and daughters, your men servants and maid servants, the Levites in your towns, and the aliens and the fatherless and the widows living among you. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt, and follow carefully these decrees. Celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days after you have gathered the produce of your threshing floor and your winepress. Be joyful at your feast, you, your sons and daughters, your men servants and maid servants, the Levites, the aliens, the fatherless, and the widows who live in your towns. For 7 days, celebrate the feast to the Lord your God at the place the Lord will choose. For the Lord your God will bless you in all your harvest and in all the work of your hands, and your joy will be complete. 3 times a year, all your men must appear before the Lord your God at the place he will choose, at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Feast of Weeks, and the Feast of Tabernacles. No man should appear before the Lord empty-handed. Each of you must bring a gift in proportion to the way that the Lord your God has blessed you. And now let's turn to Psalm 65 at verse 9. Psalm 65, and starting at verse 9. The psalmist is praising God. You care for the land and water it. You enrich it abundantly. The streams of God are filled with water to provide the people with grain. For so you have ordained it. You drench its furrows and level its ridges. You soften it with showers and bless its crops. You crown the year with your bounty, and your carts overflow with abundance. The grasslands of the desert overflow. The hills are clothed with gladness. The meadows are covered with flocks, and the valleys are mantled with grain. They shout for joy and sing.
And now here is a hymn specially written by my wife Patricia Noble, played by our organist David Pearson, and sung by our congregation of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Lord of Creation, now we bring you praise. This was the world premiere of this new hymn.
Oh,
It's an awesome thought that here we are celebrating the harvest for the umpteenth time, for about the 3,000th time, because what we're doing today was started by God back in the days of Deuteronomy. His people had been slaves brought across the Red Sea. They were wandering in the wilderness, and then they settled in the Promised Land, which is a parable of life for all of us. We get born through the waters. We wander about in life, and God brings us to heaven. In that historical tradition, God has said to us, always pause and give thanks. Before you put food in your mouth, say a grace. Just pause to thank others and thank God for the food that you're enjoying. As you walk down the street, smell the roses. Thank God for the roses. Have the antennae up and the outlook on life where we're always full of the attitude of gratitude. And it makes a wonderful life. When you perfect the art of gratitude, you're always well off. Let's go back the 3,000 years. God in his wisdom telling us to do that. Specifically, we read there were actually two harvest festivals. The Feast of Weeks and the Feast of Tabernacles, they were called. The Feast of Weeks celebrated the grain harvest. That was May to June time. The Feast of Tabernacles celebrated the fruit and wine harvest, September to October. The Feast of Weeks was 7 weeks from the start of harvesting the grain harvest. It was the 50th day, 7 sevens, and then the next day. The Feast of Tabernacles was because people lived in tabernacles or shelters for the duration of the festival. It was reminding themselves of when they'd left Egypt in a hurry and were going through the wilderness. They were living in tents. And they would reenact it to remember their origins and their previous poverty. The Feast of Weeks, after all those weeks, was held for one day. The Feast of Tabernacles was actually a week-long affair. The Feast of Weeks celebrated the necessities of life, the grain that produced the bread. The Feast of Tabernacles celebrated the luxuries of life, like the wine. We tend to combine them both into the one. But what we're doing is we are thanking God. That may seem blooming obvious, but it's not obvious because everybody hasn't come today to thank God. All the lepers didn't come back to thank Jesus. Everybody out there is not thankful to anybody or to God. But we are thankful, and we know where to direct our thanks. And we are thanking God together. People might be thankful individually in their own sweet way, but we have chosen to come down the road and meet together to express thanks together. Communal thanks, because we have communal blessings. We're here not only to be thankful, to share the attitude of thankfulness, direct it to God. We're here to share God's blessings. It's a more active thing. God channels his blessings through us. The world has a big enough harvest, it just hasn't got it distributed yet. We are the distributors. Part of the meaning of harvest, and part of it was in the readings. When you come to the place that God appoints and you're very grateful, you've got to come with an offering. And you have to be open yourself to being the channel through which God spreads his blessings. What are we really thankful for besides the obvious produce? We're thankful today that we are alive. God has given birth to us. God has sown a seed in our mother's womb, and we've been born. We are a harvest ourselves. We are grateful. It's as if the corn could speak and say, I'm grateful that I'm alive. If the corn could speak, I'm grateful that I'm alive, that you've created me, and that I'll be able to have a useful purpose in feeding the world. If the cow could understand what it was about, it would be grateful to God for the gift of life and a nice sunny day in a field, and grateful that it could contribute its milk. Life is a gift from God. How often do we thank God for the gift? Do we get up in the morning with the first thing on our lips, thank you, God, for the gift of a new day? Or do we get up bashing the alarm clock and complaining the time and facing the dreaded moments that have to come? God made us to live, to smile, to blossom, to flourish, to bloom, to be a harvest.
Now let's finish with a popular harvest hymn sung by Catherine Jenkins. Bye for now.
All things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, the Lord God made them all. Each little flower that opens, each little bird that sings, He made the glowing colors, He made the tiny wings. Great and small, all things wise.